1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting with verse 9. The Bible says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face," notice this now, "now I know in part, but then shall I know even also I am known." Again, let me read your text verse. "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." Paul tells us here that there are some things that we can know for sure. He tells us in verse 9, spiritually, that there are some things that we know partly. For he says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part." There's some things that we don't have a lot of information on in the Word of God. So Paul says, you know it in part. You know a little bit about it. For example, we know in part about heaven. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us a whole lot about heaven, but what it tells us about heaven, we rejoice about. But don't worry about it. Just wait till you get there. So we may only know in part about it, but it's a place we're all looking forward to going to one day. Secondly, we know in part about death. You know something? The Bible doesn't say a whole lot about death, but we know that death is an open door. We don't understand a lot about death. The Bible doesn't tell us what exactly happens the moment you close your eyes and your heart stops beating. Otherwise, outside of the fact, in Luke 16, the Bible tells us the angels come and take that soul in the presence of God. That's pretty good information. But we know in part about death. But we do know where we are going if you're saved. Now, let me say this. There are some things that you can know for sure. And the most miserable people I know are those that are eaten up with doubts. I don't know how many of you in here are sure that you're saved. But if you're in this room and you don't know for sure that you're going to heaven, it's got to be hurting you spiritually. Now, what are some things that we can know for sure? That's what I want to look at this morning. Well, the first one I find over here in 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy 2. Or 2 Timothy, excuse me, chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. We'll get it straight here. The Bible says, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." First of all, you can know for sure, as Paul says, "I know whom I have believed." There was a day that I realized I was a sinner, that I was lost and on my way to hell. And there came that time when I received in my heart the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I know whom I have believed. Did you know that that's something that you can know for sure? You can know for sure who you have believed. But there's a lot of people that have never believed in Jesus Christ to save them. They've trusted in the church. They've trusted in their good life. They've trusted in themselves. They've trusted in the preacher. They've trusted in someone else. They've trusted in things. But I want you to know, trusting in things will not get you to heaven. I know whom I have believed. And Paul says, I am persuaded that that's going to keep me. In other words, keep me unto that day. Whether it be the rapture or whether it be the day that I die, I can know for sure that I am saved. I know the Lord died for me. You say, preacher, I know I'm saved because I had goosebumps. Or, I know I'm saved because I feel like it. I want you to know how you can know that you're saved. I tell you how I know I'm saved. This book says that I am. I wouldn't trust in your religion. I wouldn't trust in your good life. I wouldn't trust in your church. All those things will send you to hell. I want you to know that we're living in a day when people honestly think it's the church that gets them to heaven. They truly believe and they think it's right. That it's religion that'll get you to heaven. But I want you to know hell is burning. People are burning in hell as I speak right now who trusted in their religion to get them to heaven. But I want you to know you can know for sure that it's not religion that'll get you to heaven. It's Jesus Christ that'll get you to heaven. We're living in a time when people do not know whom they have believed. Or they say, I am persuaded that maybe I'll be lost. No, I'm persuaded that He'll keep me unto that day. I'm persuaded. And if you are in this room and you don't know for sure that you're saved, I'd get saved this morning. Make sure I'm ready to die. Let me ask you something. What are you depending on to get you to heaven? Think about that for a moment. What are you depending on as a strength to take you to heaven when you die? You say, preacher, I'm trusting the Baptist Church. That won't get you to heaven. You say, I'm trusting the Presbyterian Church. That won't get you to heaven. You say, I'm trusting the Catholic Church. That won't get you to heaven. You say, I'm trusting the Pentecostal Church. That won't get you to heaven. Let me ask you something. What are you depending on to get you to heaven? Is it a Baptist preacher? That won't get you to heaven. I can't get you to heaven. You say, I'm trusting Brother Paul to get me to heaven. I hate to disappoint you. I'll send you to hell. You're trusting Brother Paul to get you to heaven. You're in a mess. If you're trusting in the Pope to get you to heaven, you're in a mess. If you're trusting in a rabbi to get you to heaven, you're in a mess. If you're trusting the Methodist preacher to go get you to heaven, you're in a mess. If you're trusting the Lutheran preacher to get you to heaven, you're in a mess. If you're trusting the Presbyterian preacher to get you to heaven, you're in a mess. If you're trusting the priest to get you to heaven, you're in a mess. You're going to die and go to hell without Christ. You're not saved by any man. You're saved by putting all of your faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I don't care how many churches you belong to, that won't get you to heaven. I am persuaded that it's Jesus that'll get you to heaven. I am convinced, because the Bible tells me so, that you're saved not by joining the church, not by getting religion, not by turning over a new leaf, not by being confirmed, not by taking the Lord's Supper, not by taking the sacraments. All of those things will send you to hell if you have never stopped and realized you're a dirty, stinking, good-for-nothing sinner. And until you come to that place where you realize you're a sinner and say, I'm at the mercy of Jesus Christ and His blood that He shed on the cross at Calvary, when you die, you will see that you have been cheated. You have been deceived. Somebody has turned you around in the wrong direction. And if I were you, I'd wake up this morning and say, I'll not go to hell for anybody. I'm going to heaven because I'm going to trust Jesus as my Savior. Secondly, let me ask Job what he knows for sure. Well, over here in the book of Job, chapter 19 and verse 25, Job, what do you know? For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Isn't that great? Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. You say, Brother Paul, how do you know for sure? I talked with him a little while ago. Amen. Amen. I ask Him not to let me preach alone. I talk with Him. That's how I know that He's alive right now. I know that He is. But secondly, the Bible has told me so. Where is He right now, preacher? He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Let me ask you something. What do you know for sure this morning? I know, I hope you'll say, whom I have believed. Now, if you can get that settled, get it settled that it's Jesus Christ that'll save you. Get it settled in your mind that your Redeemer is living right now. You might even shout before this service is over with. Amen? You say, Brother Paul, is he dead? No, he's alive, and he's alive forevermore. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, he was resurrected, and he's alive forevermore. And because he's alive forevermore, I'm going to live in heaven forever. Number three. You say, preacher, what am I going to be like when I get to heaven? Big question. The Bible gives us an answer in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. What am I going to be like when I get to heaven? What am I going to look like when I get to heaven? Important question. Here's your answer. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know, see there's a know, that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Amen. Don't that settle it for you? Don't that get it settled in your mind that we shall be like Him? There's so many people that are not sure what they're going to be like when they go to heaven. I'm going to tell you something. Whatever body the Lord Jesus Christ has, you and I will have also. I don't know a lot of things, but I do know when He appears, I shall be like Him. Hey, that'll make a Whiskapalian shout, amen? I'll have to get that one out, amen? I mean, that'll get somebody that doesn't ever shout excited and happy to know that they're going to go to heaven. Oh, by the way, some of you are going to be surprised. There are going to be a lot of other folks other than Baptists in heaven. Man, there are going to be some Methodists there too. There are going to be some Presbyterians there too. There are going to be some Pentecostals there too. I'm talking about there are going to be people there that have stopped and realized that they were a sinner and they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We don't have a monopoly on that. Anybody can be saved. We can get that out of your head. It's not the Baptist that'll get you to heaven. It's not the Methodist that'll get you to heaven. It's not the Catholic that'll get you to heaven. It's not the Pentecostal that'll get you to heaven. It's not being a Lutheran that'll get you to heaven. It's knowing Jesus Christ and the fact that He died for you and that you put your faith and trust in Him. And then when you did that, He forgave you for all of your sins. Let me ask you something. Have you been forgiven? What have you trusted in to forgive you for all of your sins? We're living in a day when people are being deceived in America. Somebody has told them not to trust the Bible, not to trust preaching, not to trust God. But I'm going to tell you something. Stop and realize God has no other plan to get a man or a woman to heaven but His Son, Jesus Christ. A lot of good people out there have been deceived. They really think they're right when you tell them about Jesus Christ. Leave me alone. I'm not interested in what you've got to say. Don't tell me about Jesus. You got your religion, I got mine. Watch out. I'm going to tell you something. You better not have your religion and I got mine. I don't have religion. I've got Jesus Christ. That's what will get you to heaven. Amen. People have got to get it in their head. It's not religion. Religion is a tool of the devil that gets people to thinking they don't need to do anything. but put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Do you realize you're a sinner? If you do this morning and you want to get saved, you can come in a moment and get saved. Number five, let's move along here. Well, there's number four. In 1 John chapter 3, since we're there, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14, here's something else we can know. We know that we have passed from death unto life. Why? Because we love the brethren. Do you see that? We know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brother. Every man or woman that's saved is a brother or sister in Christ. Now, he may not agree with me about eternal security, but he's still a brother. Did you hear me? He's still a brother. Oh, don't worry about it. He'll understand it when he gets to heaven. He'll understand what it means to be saved forever when he gets to heaven. But if he don't understand it now, that doesn't mean he's not saved. If he trusted Jesus, he's saved. If you've been to Calvary, you may not see security like I do. But if you did, you might get excited. If you saw it like I saw it, you may shout. You may get stirred. But we're living in a day when people can't even enjoy being saved because they're worried about, well, I wonder if I think something, I'll go to hell. Well, the devil will see to it that you think stuff before you die. The devil will see to it, if you're one of those that believes that if you think a wrong thing, you'll go to hell, the devil will see to it you think something wrong every day. You're not saved by what you think. You're saved by what you've done with the Savior, Jesus Christ.
And on that note, every head bowed and every eye closed as we get ready for our invitation. God bless you.